Dwayne Smith, thank you so much for joining us here on Cricket World.
Thanks, John.
And the Caribbean Premier League, it was getting ever closer now. How are you gearing up for it?
I've been preparing myself for this competition because I didn't have a good IPL to start with, and I just want to make sure that I get the ball rolling and start with the good performance for the Tridents. We're defending champions, so it would be good to start with a win against the losing finalists last year as well. So I'm sure that everyone is ready to go. Everywhere I go now, people are saying, they're coming to watch you to make runs. So hoping not to disappoint them, but I've been training very hard, practicing a lot, and also relaxing on the golf course. So I'm ready.
Sounds like you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, always, man. 2020 cricket, best invention to cricket ever.
And, how important is it then to get off to a really good start? You mentioned there taking on the same team playing the final last year, and from a personal point of view as well.
Yeah, I think it's important because of the way the final ended last year, for sure. And I know that the Amazon Warriors are going to come ready and ready to put us down on there, but we have a very good team too, so I know once the guys get acclimatized and ready to go, we'll be good. I know I have some long chats with Pollard in the IPL when we played against Mumbai, and we have our plans, and I know that once we can execute our plans, as every good cricket team knows, no one can beat you, so it's just for us to go there and get in some good scores and bowl and field up.
What about the changes to the squad ahead of this season? Any thoughts on how the squad's looking?
Oh, I think we have a stronger squad because we still have our main bowlers from last year, the main batters, and then we have some new additions to the team, which is very good because we got the likes of Munarira, who I know is going to surprise a lot in this tournament. We have Robin Singh. We lost on Justin Anton, but not really worried, but I'm sure that we're going to find someone who can replace him that will be equally as good. And the team is looking good. Looking forward to meeting up with the team this weekend, I think, when the team comes together. And I'm sure that once we get our first practice off, then we know how things are going and what we have to tweak and don't tweak or improve on.
One of the things that the Caribbean Premier League we think does very well is involving sort of legends of the game in and around the squad. So how's that been like for you, sort of, picking the brains maybe of some of the real legends of West Indies cricket?
I think it's good. For me, and our team, I don't know about the others, but I know for our team, Desmond Haynes has been very good. I think he's a very good motivator, and he's very funny as well. So all the guys get along with him. He doesn't have any limitations. Everyone, I've still seen Shoaib Malik go up to him and ask him questions, some of the other guys that were in the team. So it's good to pick his brain because I know that people think that they are not suited for 2020, but when you pick their brains, you get a lot of things that you can put or add to what you know already to put into your 2020 game. So, and Desmond watched a lot of cricket. I know that for sure. Especially when you're on a golf course, we talk a lot of cricket. So, I would know that he watched a lot of cricket. But I think it's one of the best things they've done to keep them, or to try to use them. It's good to see that we're using them now in our international side. So once the guys are comfortable, I know that they have a lot of respect for these guys. I know that for sure. And Desmond has been, I know you don't know him, but I listen to him a lot and I take things from him that he says. I know he's going to be over the moon about this, but I'll bring it back down to earth, don't worry. But I know that he likes that, and he lets them know that the youngsters especially are coming through and getting good performances.
I did actually speak to Desmond both before, during last year's tournament and before this one, so he's, yeah, back you up on that. He's a lovely, lovely chap to talk to. Thoroughly enjoyed that. You mentioned sort of international cricket there, Dwayne. A quick word on the West Indies. Obviously a disappointing defeat in the first test against Australia. Second test gets underway shortly. Any thoughts ahead of that one? Can they bounce back?
To be honest with you, I think we look at West Indies cricket the wrong way, because we know rebuilding. We have a lot of rebuilding to do, and we know that. I don't think the spectators understand, and it has a lot to do with the standard of cricket in the Caribbean. And I know that people would not like to see it, but I think we have to improve on our standard for the competition. But these youngsters that have being picked now, I think they have a bright future. Once they can have a consistent stint in the team and given a fair opportunity, I'm sure that West Indies cricket can come back. But we can't just look to start winning games. We have to start looking to play 5 days in a test match and drawing games first and getting the better of draws, and then you start looking to win games. You can't just rebuild by just turning up and beating people. It don't happen like that. We need to have a set team. That's the main thing. Once you have a set team, you know you can set your plans and you know what you're going to do. They know what they're going to do. Give them a fair chance. I'm glad to see Shane Dowridge making runs, and I hope that he will continue and have a fruitful career. Also, Shane Hope, you'll hear me talk about these guys because I love to see these guys play. Shea Hope, I followed him from 10 years, about 7 or 8, and to see him come and play test cricket now is great, but I want to see him make runs. Shane Dowridge, the same, plays with the same club as me, so I'm glad to see him. He's changed around his cricket in the last 8 months, I know that for sure, because I follow Shane a long time and I know that he's a good player, but sometimes he loses it, but I think now he realised what's happening, and he's not too late, so it's good to see that he picked up on the positives, and he's putting it into his game. I was really disappointed he didn't make 100 in that test, but I just want to see West Indies test side starting to play 5 days of cricket first. I'm not worried about winning test matches. I want to see them taking teams into the last day of the game and actually competing against them. I know people look at it different because everybody thinks boundaries, sixes, fours, wickets, runs, averages and all that, but I think that we need to start competing against the bigger teams, especially, let me say, all the teams in test cricket, because we need that now, just to play 5 days of cricket, not just trying to win games and don't carry it into the fifth day. Once they can do that for me, I'm happy. I don't worry about winning or losing. I know that it's a hard time for us for the last 10, 15 years, and I'm sure that once we can get the right structure and keep these guys and give them a fair chance, West Indies cricket can get a lot better in test cricket.
Yeah, a lot of sense you're speaking there, Dwayne. It's all about laying solid foundations, isn't it? I just want to finish by maybe asking a couple of questions about how you started your career, how your foundations were laid, if you like. How did it all start for you? What was it about cricket that maybe sort of grabbed you at a young age?
Oh, well, I'm from a cricketing family. My dad also used to play. But he still plays, and then my uncle was the one who used to take me to cricket because I was living with my mother and my uncle. He took me from the age of 5, I think, he started teaching me how to bowl and how to bat, and I just take it from there. I can go back as far as primary school in class 1. Our teacher at the time asked us what we would like to be doing. I think think it was in life. So I turned and I said, we had to write a composition on it. I will make the Westmeath cricket team at the age of 18, and which would have been 2002.
Yeah.
I actually made the Westmeath team, I got called up at the age of 19, 2003 in South Africa. So not far off, but I've always loved cricket, and it was always shown to me. I didn't know no other sport. I have football as well, but I think cricket, for me, was the one that really stand out.
And finally, Dwayne, as you sort of started playing, who were your sort of, if you had any, who were your idols growing up? Who were the players you thought, yeah, I really want to bat or bowl like him, perhaps?
As a batsman, I had always liked several villages. I guess it came from, because my father, I loved him too. Desmond Haynes and Garner Greenidge as openers, because they were from Barbados as well. And then I go... for me, as a fielder, I like Jonty Rose, Ricky Ponting, Sir Viv as well, and then we also had Clive Lloyd, who was very good in the field as well. And to top it off, the all-rounder, Sir Gary Sobers, who to this day I still have conversations with about cricket right now, I see. So they were the people that really stand out for me.
You could make a pretty good World 11 out of those players. Try and throw yourself in there as well. They'd be pretty handy, wouldn't they?
I wish I could throw myself a ball. Not that good.
Good stuff, Dwayne. Pleasure to talk to you. Very best of luck in the Caribbean Premier League and obviously for the future.
Thank you.